So I think this can actually be interpreted as good news for the breast cancer advocacy and awareness movement. The reason for that is the goal of these campaigns, really, at the most general level, is to increase routine screening, get women to get diagnosed as a result of habits that they form that allow these new cases to be detected as early as possible. So what you don't want is event-driven screenings like celebrity diagnoses or even potentially awareness campaigns that have huge increases in the number of diagnoses, because that would mean you're not creating much of a habitual change in populations of women. And because we're no longer seeing big spikes, either because of celebrity diagnoses or because of these specific awareness events, that probably means that overall awareness throughout the year is higher, and so is routine screening. Well, we look at to see whether or not there's more routine screening-based diagnoses is to evaluate the distribution of diagnoses throughout the year. And we, you know, use some statistical techniques to do these standard deviations, but what you can see is from the early 70s to into the 2000s, there's increasing uniformity in the diagnoses throughout the year. So we're no longer seeing spikes. We're seeing diagnoses being spread out evenly.